Some companies are taking a new approach to a long-standing trend. Women are consistently paid less than men. Research shows that women are less assertive in negotiating salaries. That means they start out making less and only see the gap widen over time. The solution for some companies is simply refusing to negotiate with anyone, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Carnegie Mellon economics professor Linda Babcock studies the gender pay gap and says men are four times more likely to negotiate their pay. That keeps women at a disadvantage, though they're not always aware of it.
The standard now is that people don't really know what each other earns, that some people negotiate and some don't, and so there's tremendous inequities in salary.
Depending which government statistics you use, women today are paid between 5 and 23% less than their male counterparts. Many people leapfrog into higher salaries when they switch jobs, but Babcock says the pay disadvantage follows women if their new employers use their old salaries as benchmarks, as is often done. Negotiating, she says, can even backfire.
When women do negotiate, people often have a negative reaction to them.
At least one company recently decided to eliminate the negotiation. Information sharing site Reddit no longer negotiates salary when it recruits. It's a policy instituted by interim CEO Ellen Pao, who last month lost a high-profile gender discrimination case against her former employer.
I think it's an interesting experiment.
Ariane Hegevish is study director at the Institute for Women's Policy Research. She says Reddit's policy is a novel concept for the private sector, but she notes salaries for government workers are usually set in a similar way.
There is not a very large scope for negotiation. Whether it will work in the IT industry will be very interesting.
Reddit's policy is unusual. Most companies still embrace the traditional salary negotiation. Kelly Hastings is senior government affairs advisor for the Society for Human Resource Management. She says policies that restrict a company's ability to adjust pay based on skill level or geographic location also limits the talent it can attract, one of the key traditional mechanisms for recruitment.
We really want employers to have complete flexibility to be able to pay people differently as they deem necessary.
Author and career counselor Robin Ryan says it's not that companies do not want to see women rise through their ranks.
Wanting to have more women promoted, now that they do care about and that they have been showing a lot of interest in, that I'm seeing happening more and more and more.
But Ryan says that tends not to bridge the pay gap. She says here again, women are less aggressive on compensation, and that means women stay behind their male peers throughout their careers. HR consultant Amy Hirsch Robinson says, however, that workers now have access to sites like Glassdoor that publish salary information. And she says greater transparency is forcing companies to change.
Some of my clients are now making all of their salaries transparent up to the executive level.
That includes Elevations, a credit union based in Boulder, Colorado, that sets salary level based on title, which it publishes online. So effectively, there is no salary negotiation during hiring or promotion. Annette Matthews heads human resources and says the company did this after hearing complaints from employees. She says it's also helped with recruitment and retention.
And that loyalty then increases profits for a company. The company's more profitable. They can then give back more to their employees. And so it's a symbiotic relationship.
Interestingly, the company's last salary audit showed women at the company earning 2% more than men. And Matthew says no one misses the negotiation. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.